You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Genesis chapter 45, verse 4 and 5. And Joseph said to his brothers, "Please come near to me." So they came near. Then he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. But now, do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life." You remember this story that his brothers, they sold him into slavery and they thought they had made an end of his dream. But eventually, he became king in Egypt. Now, this is Joseph comforting his brothers not to be grieved, not to be angry. How many of us, if we meet people like that, who had been so wicked and terrible to us, will turn out to be the one that will comfort them? But he said something that I want us to look at. He said, "You sold me to Egypt." He said, "For God sent me before you." He said, "Because you sold me here, but God sent me." Why that difference in perspective? We must have a divine perspective to things. It was because Joseph had a divine perspective that he could forgive his brother, he could love them, he was not bitter, he was not angry. Many people today are filled with bitterness, with anger because of something somebody had done to them, but they did not see the divine perspective. You didn't even see the fact that your heart still has capacity for bitterness. That in itself is a help when you discover that, because now you can cry to God and say, "Deliver my heart from bitterness." Joseph saw it as God sending him. So why will he be angry for God sending him? It's divine perspective. His brother actually sold him to slavery. They actually meant to put an end to his dream. But it worked the other way around. And so Joseph saw a divine perspective that it was God who sent him. Brethren, no matter the situation that you are facing, you must ask the Lord to show you by his Spirit a divine perspective. Did you know why Jesus could forgive? He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." How did Jesus had such a perspective? How could he have had such a perspective that they didn't know what they are doing? It was a divine perspective. Things are not the way they seem. You must always see things from the way God sees it. That's what we call divine perspective. You may think this person is wicked. This person doesn't like me. I don't like the way this person is treating me. This person is frustrating my life. He's making my life difficult. He's making my life painful. That is true. But by the time God shows you his own perspective, it could be a great blessing. You know, Paul was praying for the thorn in the flesh to be removed. And after praying 3 times, the Lord spoke to him and said, "See, this one, I'm not going to remove it, because I want to keep you humble because of the abundance of revelation." What changed afterwards? Paul said, "I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest in me." His perspective changed. He no longer complained about his situation. He no longer complained about his problem. Many of you hate the fact that you were born in the country that you have been born. But you are thinking that way because you do not have a divine perspective about your birth. Once you have it, everything changes. I pray you will cry to the Lord today and say, "Father, grant me a divine perspective. Help me to begin to see things the way you see it." Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.